lots of rain showers in the afternoon, partly to mostly sunny at 63, wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 45. Winds will be from the north at 10 and 15. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 65. Wednesday night, mostly clear, low of 46, and Thursday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 49.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A California man in custody in Kansas. Police say they caught the man with more than 17 pounds of a new designer drug. The man, identified as Victor Garcia, was arrested by the Kansas Highway Patrol in Ellis County yesterday. The drug has a street value of more than $670,000. Police say Gray Death is a combination of several different opioids. The drug was not being distributed in Hays. The case could be taken over by federal authorities. The Kansas House has rejected a proposal that would have raised income taxes to fix the state budget and provide additional funds for public schools. The vote last night was 68 to 53 against a bill that would have raised $1.2 billion over 2 years. House and Senate negotiators will have to draft a new plan now. Tomorrow is the 100th day of this year's legislative session. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Blue the dog here for propane. Making the rounds with my owner, the propane man, has allowed me to see a lot. I may just be a simple dog. I didn't attend the elite boarding kennels, and you'll never see me on Barking with the Stars. But I do know that propane is the smart fuel that lets millions of Americans live where they want and how they want. It's clean, reliable, and powers modern appliances from tankless water heaters to high-efficiency furnaces. Learn more at proudlypropane.com.
Records show that the stepmother of a Kansas boy whose father killed him and then fed his remains to the family's hogs talked in a private Facebook group about restraining the child with handcuffs, ACE bandages, and splints. A search warrant released yesterday shows that Heather Jones also made a reference to having Adrian Jones look at flowers, a reference to a TV show in which a child was killed. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has asked Kansas City Police for more investigative material surrounding the death of a boy last year on a water slide at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Schmidt said in a news release yesterday that his office is still reviewing the case and that he didn't know when the inquiry would conclude. And an Illinois woman's bag of moon dust brought to Earth by Apollo 11 astronauts will be auctioned off at Sotheby's in July. The Chicago Tribune reports Nancy Lee Carlson of suburban Chicago bought the moon dust for $995 at a 2015 government auction. Mid-America Network News.
Blue Valley Telecommunications wants to make sure you're experiencing the best internet possible. First, take note of the wireless devices in your home. Don't forget to count smartphones, Netflix, and gaming devices that connect to the internet. Remember, the more devices you have, the higher your speed needs to be. Next, make sure your router is properly placed in your home. Sometimes Wi-Fi signals can have difficulty traveling through thick plaster walls or concrete basements. If you have more questions about bettering your internet experience, give us a call or visit our website at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. A Norfolk man is accused of wire fraud related to a construction scam. Federal prosecutors say Bradley Leffers operated a business under the name of Rockland Steel Buildings from June of 2013 through July of 2014. Court documents say Leffers took nearly $509,000 in down payments and partial payments from customers, supposedly to buy building materials. Prosecutors say he instead used the money for himself. Court records don't list an attorney for him. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts is urging Nebraska's top student test takers to stay in the state for college or return to the state to build their careers. Ricketts recognized 16 high school seniors who achieved a top score of 36 on the ACT and one student who scored a perfect 1600 on the SAT. About half of the students plan to attend the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Centers is a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners canceled their Monday meeting this last week as two of the commissioners had conflicts. Next regular meeting is Monday, May 22nd. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. In advance of a public meeting on recycling Thursday evening, commissioners again discussed solid waste and recycling issues. The road and bridge supervisor advised Washington County is seeking concrete rubble. Nemaha County Commissioners met Monday and reviewed bids and specifications for a new motor grader. No decision was made at the time. The sheriff reported on a recent altercation at the county jail, indicating that officers were able to handle the situation effectively with the resources available in the new jail facility. Beginning Monday, continuing through June 4th, travelers can expect increased police presence on city streets, as over 160 law enforcement agencies will aggressively enforce Kansas occupant restraint and other traffic laws as part of a Kansas Click It or Ticket campaign. Marysville Police will also participate. The activity is supported by a grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Officers will be especially vigilant with seatbelt usage, as well as texting and driving and other safety issues. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tossed salad, and fruited jello. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, wheat roll, coleslaw, and fruit mix. Check of a school and community calendar today. Marysville 8th grade promotion this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:13.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
There's a new taste for your enjoyment at the Wagon Wheel this month, the Whiskey River Sandwich. Start with grilled Texas toast and add pulled pork, beer cheese sauce, coleslaw, onion tanglers, and their signature Whiskey River sauce for a sweet and tangy, crispy and creamy sandwich sensation. Get to the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville for your very own Whiskey River Sandwich today.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We still have a low pressure system making its way across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which will bring us a lingering chance for some rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, as this low pushes off towards the east, we have a high pressure system that will build, bringing sunny skies tomorrow, continuing into Thursday before yet another low moves through, bringing another chance of showers and thunderstorms towards the end of the week. Temperature wise, we're definitely going to see those temperatures warm back up into the 70s by the end of the week. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Tuesday, chance of rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny with a high of 63. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 45. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. As we into Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 65. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of 46. For Thursday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 76 degrees. And that's a look at your forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late May, 78. Record high on this date, 97 in 1975. The average low, 56. The record low is 37 in 1963. Sunset this evening, 8:36. Sunrise in the morning at 6:03. Had a couple of rounds of showers on Monday. Sunshine then this morning with a light north wind. It's 50 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 23rd of May. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do something nice for your home. Take a trip to Feldkamp's Furniture on Highway 36. New flooring? Owners John and Andy will personally install it to ensure the job is done right. Then browse the collection of name brand furniture, mattresses, and appliances, even lift chairs. Feldkamp's Furniture is proud to be your local furniture and flooring store and invites you to see what we can do for you. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5.
Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville is open Tuesday through Fridays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Walk-ins only. New customers always welcome. Ryan's Barbershop, downtown Marysville.
Did you know that in 2013, the American Medical Association ranked mental health disorders ahead of cardiovascular disease and cancer as the three biggest health issues in North America? In spite of this, we still find it difficult to acknowledge when we need help. Pawnee Mental Health Services is kicking off Mental Health Month with a year-long campaign, End the Stigma, Tell Your Story. If you have a story you'd like to share, or if you'd like to know how you can help end the stigma, please contact us at communications@pawnee.org. Hope is waiting. Help is here at Pawnee.
Golden State makes it three in a row. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Golden State Warriors are advancing to their third straight NBA Finals. Golden State wins 129-115 and sweep the Spurs in four games. Guard Steph Curry after the game.
You have to appreciate, you know, the position that you're in because it's never, ever guaranteed. And that's something that we've learned, and I think we can appreciate it without, like, you know, having, you know, a bunch of hoopla going on.
They become the first team in NBA history to start 12-0 in the playoffs. On the ice, the Predators eliminate the Ducks.
Power play about over for the Ducks. Here now is Yarncroke across for Sissy.
He scores! Oh, my goodness.
The score! And the Predators take a 4-3 lead.
On 102.5 The Game, Colton Sissons records the hat trick for Nashville. The Predators win 6-3. They are going to their first ever Stanley Cup Finals. On the diamond, Houston one-hits Detroit.
A 3-2 is bounced up the third baseline. A fair ball past Castellanos and into the left field corner. Springer around third. He's going to try and score, and he will without a throw. It's an RBI double for Jose Altuve.
On KBME, the Astros score their lone run in the first inning. They win 1-0. Colorado pounds out 13 hits during a rout in Philadelphia.
And that is a looper fair down the left field line. It will score two. Blackman digging for second. He will get there standing up. A two-run double for Charlie Blackman.
On KOA, the Rockies win 8-1. The Yankees use the long ball to down the Royals.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck. Yes, indeedy.
On WFAN, New York wins 4-2. Zach Greinke strikes out 12 and wins his fourth straight for Arizona. The Diamondbacks win 5-1. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
State golf tournaments held Monday. Frankfort team finished fourth, led by junior Austin Hardwick's 85, finishing at 10th, and sophomore Brandon Anderson's 87, tying for 12th. Anderson tied with Jason Gore of Centralia for 12th place. Andrew Meyer of Lynn finished 15th. Marysville girls softball team opens play Thursday night in the state tournament at Manhattan. We'll air live continuing coverage. Their first round game Thursday evening at 7. Live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
The Hustler Raptor Zero Turn Mower doesn't play around. With a heavy-duty welded steel deck, exclusive smooth track steering, and a professional-grade cut, the Hustler Raptor has the power to turn your weekend to-do list into your weekend to-done list. With a price starting at just $27.99, the legendary Hustler Raptor. Tools, not toys.
See Terry, Luke, or Kim at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville and BlueValleyTrailers.com.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A budget plan President Trump expected to submit to Congress on Tuesday includes steep cuts to farm subsidies. The 2018 budget proposal, which would begin the process of balancing the budget within 10 years, would make cuts to mandatory spending on an array of social programs while sparing Social Security and Medicare entitlements. The budget proposal will also include Trump's proposal to overhaul the tax code, but with an effort of eliminating the federal deficit, many suspect tax cuts will be offset by the elimination of credits and deductions, a move opposed by many agriculture groups who say farmers need both. The possibility of proposed cuts to target price supports and crop insurance led House Ag Chairman Mike Conaway to seek a meeting with White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney. But Senate leader Mitch McConnell signaled that lawmakers would seek substantial changes to the proposal, calling it a process of negotiation. McConnell also said, "We haven't paid a whole lot of attention to any president's budget as long as he's been there." Canada and Mexico issued carefully worded statements following the announcement letter outlining President Trump's intent to renegotiate NAFTA. The Canadian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Chrystia Freeland, said they're at a critical juncture that offers an opportunity to determine how to best align NAFTA to the new realities. She pointed out that NAFTA supports 9 million jobs in the U.S. that depend on trade and investment with Canada. A statement from Mexico reaffirmed the nation's willingness to update the agreement. The statement says the countries deserve a modern instrument to regulate trading and economic relationships. Meanwhile, the U.S. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue said he's confident the move to negotiate NAFTA will result in a better deal for farmers, ranchers, foresters, and all producers. This has been an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, winter wheat is heading at a rate above average, but freezing weather could still cause some problems for the United States winter wheat crop. We get that story from Stephanie Ho.
72% of the winter wheat crop has headed.
5-year average 67%, last year 74%. Starting to see heading now in some of the northern states, only Montana holding out, but that's typical. We normally don't see any heading in Montana at this point in the season.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says he also would keep his eye on Nebraska,
where we had a freeze in parts of central and western Nebraska on May 21st. That's not reflected in this report, but at the time of the freeze, 61% of the crop had headed out, so it is a concern that we saw temperatures in the upper 20s and lower 30s.
He notes a slight improvement in winter wheat conditions from last week.
Now 52% good to excellent, up a point, 15% very poor to poor, that's down 2 points. But this year's crop still rated somewhat lower than last year, which was 62% good to excellent, and just 8% very poor to poor.
Spring wheat planting is 90% complete, while spring wheat emergence is ahead of average at 62%. This is Stephanie Ho in Washington, D.C.
The USDA's crop progress report issued Monday afternoon shows the Kansas winter wheat crop 40% is rated in good condition, 7% is rated in excellent condition, 16% is rated poor, and 8% of the Kansas wheat crop is rated very poor. In Nebraska, 12% is rated poor, 2% is very poor, 41% of Nebraska's crop is rated good, and 4% is rated as excellent. And in Oklahoma, 44% of the crop is rated as good, and 5% of the winter wheat crop is rated as excellent. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Summer harvest can be one of the most stressful times of the year, but it can also be one of the most rewarding times, especially when the harvest is bountiful. How are others around the country doing? Stay tuned in to the Mid-America Ag Network, and we'll update you daily on the wheat harvest from Texas to the Dakotas. Summer Harvest Reports brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Claus Machine, and the Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on agriculture.
like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairievan.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. Every year for, about the last 8 years, Monsanto has sponsored the American Farm Mom of the Year contest. And this year's winner hails from Vincennes, Indiana. More about her after this.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope. Thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe to use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
The 2017 Farm Mom of the Year is Susan Brocksmith of Vincennes, Indiana. She was one of five women recognized at the end of April as regional winners in the program. All of them, including Becca Ferry of Brigham City, Utah, Sherry Sell Baker of Dyke, Iowa, Kayla Tabb of Eupora, Mississippi, and Nancy Kirkholm of Homer, Nebraska, were selected by a panel of American agri-women and Monsanto judges for their dedication and commitment to their families, farms, communities, and the agriculture industry. America voted online at americasfarmers.com from April 28th through May 10th for one of the five regional winners to be named the national winner. All five women won $2,000 to send to an eligible nonprofit organization of their choice, as well as $3,000 for their personal use. Ms. Brocksmith got another $2,000 to direct to an eligible nonprofit for securing the most online votes to be named America's Farm Mom of the Year. She has decided to divide her $4,000 among three organizations: Helping His Hands, a local disaster relief organization and food pantry, and both the North Knox and South Knox FFA chapters. When Susan isn't working alongside her husband Mike as they raise corn, wheat, and soybeans, she is working at educating the next generations.
I teach at our local university, and I've been blessed to teach in the agribusiness world. The thing most dear to me is to see these young students come in, and several of them haven't been away from home very much, and they come in, and over the 2 years, the growth that I see in both personally and professionally is just such a great thing for me. And the best thing is when they come back after that and they tell you, hey, I didn't realize what you taught me, and look what I've done with my life. And to watch them grow in them up their own lives is just a blessing.
And she uses the Brocksmith Farm as a teaching tool.
Our personal farm is closed, so I can go out there and tell the students, hey, meet me out at the farm. We're going to look at what cover crops do. We're going to go out there and collect weeds so you can have that hands-on, that see it, feel it, even smell some of them to help identify them. And that's where they really learn, when you get them in that environment. But they can see that this is really being practiced. And it's not a book and you read it, that it's the real thing.
Farm Mom of the Year, Susan Brocksmith. Back after this.
We're at that time of year again, the time when Mother Nature can get pretty nasty. So now's a great time to bind your crop hail coverage at a 12% early season discount. Secure crop hail coverage on your wheat by May 1st and on your spring crops by June 1st to receive a 12% early season discount. Just a few minutes in a hailstorm can do tremendous amount of damage to your crops. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, to discuss how you can save 12% on crop hail coverage and rest a little easier when those storm clouds come rolling in. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Hi, this is Dave Esper from Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice. It's that time again for our annual spring clearance event with deals on...
Spring cleaning. I've actually done a lot of that at home already. My garage, top of the fridge, under my oven. It's kind of dirty under there.
No, Capri. Spring clearance event. A good time to clean that old vehicle out of your garage and stop by to test drive the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica.
So, will you clean my Jeep for me then?
Absolutely.
Check out the spring clearance event going on now. Twin Rivers West Court Street. Street Beatrice.
729 from KNDY, partly sunny skies to mostly sunny skies across the region, and 50 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs warm into the 60s today, tomorrow mid-70s by Thursday, Friday.
Raising cattle is a business, and when your business needs a financial resource, we're a good company to call on. As your ag banking resource, we've gained a lot of experience over the years, working with local producers, lending a hand. Talk to us. You'll be raising your livestock in good company. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair offers complete car and truck maintenance and repair. His shop is in the alley north of the bus barn at 604 Oak. Phone 562-7745.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. K-State sophomore Camus Stokes is withdrawing his name from the 2017 NBA draft. The guard will return for the Wildcats for his junior season this winter. Stokes averaged 11.7 points, 4.1 assists, and 2.6 rebounds in 33.3 minutes per game. Stokes becomes one of 9 returners for the Wildcats, including one of 3 who started all 35 games this past season. Didi Gregorius, Brett Gardner, and Chris Carter homered, and the New York Yankees once again downed Jason Vargas by beating the Kansas City Royals 4-2 last night. A reversed umpire's call in the 7th inning kept the Yankees ahead and enabled Michael Pineda to top Vargas for the second time in a week. The Royals, with the worst record in the American League, have lost 5 of 7. Mid-America Network Sports.
State golf tournaments held Monday. Frankfort team finished 4th, led by junior Austin Hardwick's 85, finishing at 10th, and sophomore Brandon Anderson's 87, tying for 12th. Anderson tied with Jason Gore of Centralia for 12th place. Andrew Meyer of Lynn finished 15th. Marysville girls softball team opens play Thursday night in the state tournament at Manhattan. We'll air live continuing coverage. Their first round game Thursday evening at 7, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1, streaming on our website at KNDYRadio.com.
Looking for a low-maintenance, high-reward perennial for your flower bed? One timely suggestion today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're over 40 and concerned about any